You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Rain delay at the outset. It's the Brewers and the Twins, but not an on-time departure at Target Field. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show built by Menards. Tarp is still on the field. And they finally made an official announcement here to the fans that this game will not start on time. Before we continue with more of the On Deck Show built by Menards, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Top of the hour on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I want to give our affiliates down the line a heads up. Due to this impending rain delay, we will be in about 10 minutes sending you the programming back to your local stations. And we'll be keeping you updated on the goings-on here in Minneapolis. That'll be in about 10 minutes. But we wrap up our pregame show. Still a little bit more business to do, including getting you the starting lineups. Those are brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. When we play today, here's the nine for the crew that will face Joe Ryan. Again, no Christian Yelich this afternoon. His back bothering him just a bit. Pat Murphy saying they wanted to give him another day. So it's a little different looking top of the order, not the top two. That's Bryce Terang and William Contreras again. Terang had three runs batted in extra innings last night. He's playing second base, and then Contreras had a couple of hits to snap out of a little mini funk that he'd been in. He is the designated hitter today. Willie Adames moves up to the three spot. Then Adames again is the shortstop. And for the first time this season, Sal Frelick will be the cleanup batter for the crew. He's playing right field. Rhys Hoskins is hitting fifth this afternoon. He'll play first base. And Joey Ortiz, the third baseman, he moves up to number six on the card. Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, is batting seventh. Jackson Churio had a great game last night, offensively and defensively. He's batting eighth and playing left field. And doing the catching, it's Eric Haas. He'll be working with Aaron Savali, and they'll all face Joe Ryan. Meanwhile, Savali to get this nine for Rocco Baldelli's Twins. Willie Castro, the all-star in the leadoff spot. Then he's the shortstop again. Trevor Larnach, the designated hitter. He bats second. Byron Buxton, the center fielder, is batting third. And in the cleanup spot today is Max Kepler, the right fielder. Carlos Santana had the big home run late last night in the 11th. That extended the game another inning. He's batting fifth and playing first. Rookie Brooks Lee, the third baseman, down to the sixth spot. It's our first look as a starter anyway against Austin Martin. Martin, a former very high draft pick. The left fielder batting seventh. Edward Julian, the second baseman, hits eighth. And the veteran catcher Christian Vasquez rounds out the lineup for the Twins against Savali. So the Brewers try for a two-game sweep. It will have to wait. We've got a rain delay here at the outset from Target Field. More from Lane Grindle when we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards right here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, you deserve to drive for a reliable carrier that has your back. At Schneider, drivers get what they need to have a successful and fulfilling career, including award-winning benefits, state-of-the-art equipment, and a pay package that rewards their hard work. With our variety of flexible driving options, you can find a job with the home time you want, whether that's daily, weekly, or something else. And if the job you choose isn't the right fit, our transfer team will help find one that is. Explore today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back with you from Target Field as they are pulling the tarp. And we have just been informed that we will have a 12:50 first pitch here today in Minneapolis. Milwaukee Brewers baseball being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Again, a 12:50 first pitch here for game two of this series between the Brewers and the Twins. A delay, but not a lengthy one, which is very good news. Back with more after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, it's... Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you from Target Field here in Minneapolis. The tarp is off the field, and we will have baseball. It'll be a bit of a delay here today, but we're looking at a delay of 45 minutes is all. All things considered, as much as it rained this morning, I think we'll all be just fine with that. So at 12:50, first pitch here this afternoon between the Brewers and the Twins. We will rejoin you to reset the lineups and get you ready for first pitch at 12:45. So in about, I'm bad at math, 37 minutes, I think, is the math on that. We will be back with you here from Target Field getting you ready for the first pitch between the Brewers and the Twins. Joe Ryan on the mound, Aaron Civale for the crew, and it should be a fun one here this afternoon. For now, we're going to send it back to our network stations, and we will talk to you again at 12:45 as we get you set for first pitch at 12:50. Talk to you then, everybody. We'll be right back.
far from Paisley Place. I think, you know, we could have let that keep playing, Isaac. I mean, what's wrong with some Prince? Prince is my favorite artist of all time, by the way.
I never wanted to be your weekend lover.
Pretty cool. All right, anyway, rain, not fun. Brewers, Twins will be about 40 minutes or so from first pitch right now. So, gives us a chance for a few things here during Rain Delay Theater. We're going to talk about last night's game here first, a little bit more, some highlights here from the guys who called it in yesterday's really fun game. 8-4 the final in 12 innings. That doesn't begin to tell you the story of what yesterday's game was like. We'll also talk a little bit about Hall of Fame weekend, and the ceremony is actually going to start in about 20 minutes on MLB Network, so it's actually going to coincide into our Rain Delay Theater coverage and into the actual game today that we will be watching. But I wanted to give some flowers to a few people that have impacted my life in Hall of Fame weekend. I was going to save this for the post-game show, but we'll talk about it here today as well in this Rain Delay Theater. We'll talk about it again in post-game, too. And we'll just get you ready and look ahead to the rest of the first half as the Brewers still in first place here in the Central Division, sitting pretty, five games clear of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're playing the Twins today. They split a doubleheader yesterday. I mean, it is officially scoreboard watching season. Maybe not like true freak out mode of scoreboard watching season. That's what September is for. But you've heard me listen. You've heard me if you've been listening all season long when I've talked about, well, we don't care about the standings until July. We especially don't care about the standings until, you don't even look at the standings until Father's Day. Personally, I don't even care about the standings until July 1st. Well, it's July 21st now. We're a week plus from the trade deadline. And we talked about this a little bit earlier before we kicked it to the On Deck show of just teams are starting to realize who are going to be sellers, who are going to be buyers. You know, for instance, the Cubs are realizing they need to be sellers. The Reds might even be sellers here moving forward, a team that I picked to be the second place team in the division. Then you look at the rest of the division, the Pirates might be buyers all of a sudden. Them and the Cardinals are the only other teams above 500 here in the division. The Diamondbacks have got their act together. They're getting Merrill Kelly back in a little bit of time. They're getting Eduardo Rodriguez back in a little bit of time. They're going to be buyers as well. You look at what the rest of the National League is going to be doing, there are going to be a lot more buyers than suppliers, if you will, when it comes to what this National League race is going to look like. We know the White Sox, we know the A's, we know the Angels are all going to be selling. But when it comes to the National League, the Cubs and the Reds have an opportunity, and the Marlins. The Marlins should be in that same bucket as earlier with the A's and with the White Sox. There are teams that we know will be selling, and then teams that need to decide in these next 10 games if they are going to be selling. The Cubs are going to be one of them. The Pirates are going to be buying. The Cardinals are going to be buying. The Mets are going to be buying. The Padres are going to be buying. You get what I'm saying here? There aren't many sellers, which makes it a seller's market. They can raise the price and see what they get out of what a rental or maybe an extra year of control. An industry source told me earlier this week, the Cubs are listening on everybody, not just rentals, not just you know, guys that have already been extended, I mean, everything. They're listening on everybody. And the Brewers will see the Cubs later this week and can officially put them maybe out of their misery and send them onto the rebuilding path with a series win this week. All the Brewers have to do actually this week against the Cubs, if they just win one of these final three games against the Cubs, they have won the season series, which effectively makes the deficit an extra game no matter what it ends up being later in the year. So the Cubs got hot earlier in July. Now they have cooled off. They're trying to avoid a sweep today against the Diamondbacks. So we're into Rain Delay Theater now officially. Game will begin in about 40 minutes time from where we talk right now. Let's talk about last night's game now, shall we? If you listened to yesterday's game, you'll know how this ended. I mean, 8-4 game in 12 innings. You think, wow, what a great game, right? Must have been a high-scoring affair, a lot of homers. Nope, not really. Just one home run in the whole game between both teams. 12 runs scored, only one of them on home run. In fact, this game was 1-1 heading to extra innings. The Brewers opened the scoring in this one in the third inning. The rookies, the sophomores, and the underclassmen, as I'm calling them, getting the job done. A leadoff double by Garrett Mitchell. Two batters later, it was Jackson Churio.
So the batter, Jackson Churio, swing ground ball towards first. That's a fair ball out of the reach of Santana. And a right, and around third comes Mitchell. He'll score. Throw cut off, RBI single, Jackson Churio.
Josh Maurer's call there. Brewers open the scoring 1-0, but Pablo Lopez would lock it in from there and not allow another run in seven strong innings of work from him. All of this also to say, Freddy Peralta was fantastic yesterday. Six innings, just two walks. He did not allow a run. He only allowed a couple of singles on the day. That was it. Eight strikeouts. Was the pitch count a little high? Sure. 102 pitches in six innings. But when you get eight strikeouts, the pitch count's going to go up. He did not let innings balloon on him. I thought it really could have ballooned on him in the third inning. He got a gift from Byron Buxton, swinging at a 3-0 pitch with two outs, and ended up flying out to end the inning. But instead, he rolled on from there, six shutout frames. Brian Hudson at the seventh, had a zero there. Returned for the eighth, allowed a one-out double to Willie Castro. Peguero came in, ground ball to second base with a man on third and the infield in. The throw from Terang was on time, but offline. It allowed Castro to score to tie the game. Then in the ninth inning, the Brewers decided not to go to Trevor McGill, but rather give it to Yoel Piamps and save McGill for the tenth inning if the Brewers can find a way to score a run. It was clutch for Yoel Piamps to find a way to get this game to extras.
2-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. And he strikes out Austin Martin. And Yoel Piamps gets this game to extra innings.
And then the fireworks were just beginning. Both closers threw a zero in the 10th inning, did their job, leaving the placed runner stranded. So to the 11th inning, the Brewers' placed runner to start this frame was Joey Ortiz. Churio led off the frame with his worst at-bat of the day. He popped out to short on the first pitch of the inning. Not great. But then it was Bryce Terang saving the day. A wild pitch moved Ortiz from second to third during Terang's at-bat. And just like how the Twins tied the game in the eighth inning, the Brewers took the lead in the 11th.
2-1 pitch. Ground ball towards second. Fielded there by Martin. Throwing to the plate. Slide not in time on the tag. Ortiz got around Jeffers, and he is safe. Brewers score in the 11th, and they take a 2-1 lead.
As we know, though, you got to be able to score multiple runs in extra innings, because if you only score the placed runner, automatically the advantage goes right back to the home team, given they have the winning run at the plate at the start of the inning. The Brewers made sure of it with Christian Yelich doing one of his sneaky best skills on a baseball field.
Left-hander set, 0-1 pitch. Where's the bunt? Drags the bunt up the first baseline. He's going to get the run home. Fielded by Okert. Great play, Okert. Glove hand flip as he's falling. Gets the out on Yelich. But a squeeze bunt works, and the Brewers get Terang home the second run of the 11th. They lead it 3-1.
Josh Maurer's call there, so 3-1. That was important, because in the bottom of the 11th inning with Jacob Junis on, he would allow a two-out, two-strike, two-run homer to Carlos Santana to tie the game in the bottom of the 11th inning. So you're thinking, thank goodness for that second run. So the Brewers responded, coming back out for the 12th inning, guns blazing, ready to go. In the top of the 12th inning, the placed runner started with Sal Frelick. Blake Perkins blazing up the first baseline. It was a choice of words, I know. 30.9 feet per second. Not even his fastest sprint of the year, but one of the fastest sprints in a Brewers uniform this season. Sub 4 is the time. If you're a scout, if you've been around baseball, you know anything under 4 is freakish. And to be under 4 seconds from the right-handed batter's box is especially freakish, too. He beats out a routine ground ball to short for an infield hit. So you have runners on first and second, nobody out. Bowers is there to bunt. Pops up the bunt. Okert bobbled the bunt. Didn't make the catch for one. The bunt was definitely going foul, but instead Okert bobbles it, kicks it into the foul territory. Everybody's safe. Bases loaded. Nobody out, and the Brewers did some timely offense. Joey Ortiz, a sacrifice fly to center field, scores a run. That makes it 4-3. Then it was the rookie again, Jackson Churio.
And the pitch. Liner into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Perkins will score. First to third goes Bowers. Another hit for the rookie, Jackson Churio, and it's a 5-3 Brewers lead.
Lane Grindle wasn't done in the inning. Bryce Terang was up next.
3-1 pitch, and Terang a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bowers is home. Churio around third. Here's the throw. It's not on line, and Churio will score. On to second on the throw goes Terang. It's 7-3 Crew.
And how about one more, just for good measure, William Contreras getting in on the air.
Oh, there goes the runner, and it's a ground ball back up the middle into left center field for a base hit. Turing around third, he will score. It is an RBI single for Contreras, and it's 8-3 Milwaukee here in Minneapolis.
The Twins would get the placed runner to score in the bottom of the 12th inning, but then the Brewers would end the game in style. The kid that was at the center of it all offensively, Jackson Churio, flashing the leather.
And the first pitch to him is lined out towards left. Coming over is Churio, diving catch, and this ball game is in the books. Jackson Churio, full extension, calls it in, and the Brewers take down the Twins 8-4 in 12 innings here tonight in a thriller in game one of this two-game series.
Lane Grindle's call there. Fun one for the crew. They can get the series win today, and they can sweep this little two-game series as well. If they win today, it'll be 3 out of 4 on the year against the Twins. Okay, we're in Rain Delay Theater. First pitch is scheduled for 12:50. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little Hall of Fame coming up next. Talk a little bit about what's going on in Cooperstown. Also, if you've never been, go. Let's talk about that coming up next. We are in Rain Delay Theater here on WTMJ. Brewers and Twins going in 30 minutes time here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
When it comes to simple, affordable home improvements, at Less is Glass, you'll find an array of options. Like for bath remodeling, adding a new glass shower door, embeveling the edges of your mirrors, or simply having us install new mirrors to any living space in your home can add a touch of elegance and depth that can really turn a room's frown upside down. Or maybe you're thinking new cabinet doors. Before you write that check, find out how we can make your ordinary cabinet doors beautiful with a variety of glass insert options that can be easily installed into your existing wood cabinets and make a world of difference. And before you pay for new windows, call us to see if our affordable insulated glass replacement services can't save you a few bucks. This is Stacy Sinks with Less is Glass Service. If it's a new glass shower door, fogged or broken insulated glass replacement, or affordable glass and mirror home decor that you've been looking for, you just can't pass on Less is Glass. Less is Glass Service, serving all of southeastern Wisconsin. Find us at lessglassservice.com.
Whether you're an active or passively active home shopper, our agents want you to be completely up to date with what's out there and what's brand new to the market. With our instant emailed MLS updates, you'll never miss out on what could be the home of your dreams. All you have to do is call and tell us where to search, give us a price range, and soon you'll be totally in tune with your desired real estate market. Remember, MLS searches show you everything. Some of the other real estate sites don't. So call Benefit Realty today, where you'll pay less for full service. Benefit-Realty.com. 3.5 to 3.9% real estate commission. You can't find a lower rate of commission, and you won't be able to find better knowledge, service, and real estate expertise than you'll find with our agents at Benefit Realty. Because I know that's what you expect. Now, I'm not sure you'll be able to find the highest caliber of agents everywhere, but I can promise that's what you'll get here. So choose Benefit Realty to exceed your expectations, and you'll pay less for more. This is Angela Calais with Benefit Realty, where you pay less for full service. Benefit-Realty.com.
All right, we're in a rain delay in Minnesota. Not for much longer, though. First pitch is scheduled for 12:50. We will kick it to Lane Grindle and Josh Maurer at 12:45 from Target Field. Put a roof on it! Just kidding. Metrodome. That was nice to have a roof today anyway. It wasn't nice really otherwise, but hey, they had a roof. Brewers and Twins getting ready to go. Brewers on a 5-game road trip. 2 games at Minnesota, 3 games down in Chicago, off day Thursday, and then back home for a 6-game homestand. 3 with the Marlins, 3 with the Braves, and then another off day the following Thursday. Brewers in first place, but a lot of the baseball world right now has their eyes on Cooperstown. The ceremony is going to get going for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cooperstown, New York, in about 5 minutes time on MLB Network. I mean, you can catch the beginning of it if you so wish. This is a fun weekend, and I've talked about this with some colleagues and what my thoughts are about Hall of Fame weekend, and it is awesome. It is such a well-done event. And Josh Rawlich, who is now in charge of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Josh Rawlich, longtime PR exec with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Josh, great guy, and does a great, great job. He's been a big piece of why the Hall of Fame has really been elevated over the last couple of years. And with the Hall of Fame weekend, I've always said, and you're seeing players wear the patch this weekend for Hall of Fame weekend, right? And the NFL has the Hall of Fame game in Canton where they like start the preseason in Canton. I think that's really cool. Basketball is a little bit weird in Springfield, Mass. It's a little tough how they do it in the middle of the summer and right before the season starts. It's weird timing. Then they announce the nominees and all-star break and all that stuff. But I think baseball has an opportunity, and you can tell me if I'm crazy, and I think baseball teams would tell me I'm crazy. Let's just take the whole week off for the all-star break, okay? Monday to Sunday, no games. Give everybody a week. That could help get player participation into the game, not only for the actual game, but furthermore for home run derby participation or ease for players to get the break that they want, right? Let's give them the whole week. And the reason I give them the whole week, you have what you could do instead of having home run derby on Monday, give them an off day Monday, home run derby Tuesday, all-star game Wednesday, off day Thursday, off day Friday, off day Saturday. But the reason why I say that is then everybody can get to Cooperstown for the ceremonies that begin Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Have all eyes on the Hall of Fame that week. I think that would be awesome. Or if you're not going to have the weekend off, because you know how some folks are, they don't want to lose that weekend gate, make everybody play a day game and put all the festivities at night. That's just my two cents. But anyway, Hall of Fame weekend, really great. If you've never been to Cooperstown, go. Make a chance. I wouldn't recommend going in the winter, but I will say it's a lot easier to walk around in the winter than it is in the middle of the summer. Maybe if you have youth baseball players, youth softball players, you know there's a couple of tournaments there in Cooperstown every year. I participated in Cooperstown Dreams Park back in the day when I was 12 years old, one of my favorite youth travel baseball tournaments I ever played in. You stay on site and everything like that, but The coolest thing about the Hall of Fame for me, and I love how it refreshes and it updates every year, and they add new exhibits, they add different pieces of memorabilia, and if you know somebody, you can get into a behind-the-scenes tour, which, lucky enough, thanks to friends of the program, but if you're a baseball fanatic, you have to go to the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. You will love it. And this week, we're seeing three players and a manager being inducted. Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Joe Mauer, and Jim Leland. And fitting, of course, the Brewers are playing Joe Mauer this weekend here in Minnesota. They're going to have their own little Hall of Fame weekend for Joe Mauer in a couple of weeks at Target Field. No doubt Hall of Famer in my eyes. No doubt Todd Helton Hall of Famer in my eyes. No doubt Adrian Beltre Hall of Famer in my eyes. And, of course, Jim Leland as well. But a couple of guys that I wanted to shout out here that maybe don't get the same pub and press as the players do, which is understood. It's kind of by design. I want to talk about Joe Castiglione. Joe Castiglione, Ford C. Frick Award winner, the excellence in radio broadcasting, not just radio, but broadcasting for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Joe Castiglione's been doing it for over 40 years. He is a fixture in Boston for the Red Sox. His distinct, forgive me, nasally Bostonian Italian accent is just Red Sox radio. It is what I hear. Just like when you hear Bob Uecker on the radio, you know exactly what Bob Uecker sounds like. You know exactly what Milwaukee baseball sounds like with Bob Uecker on the air. You know exactly what Boston Red Sox baseball sounds like with Joe Castiglione on the air. And the call in 2004, winning the World Series finally, breaking the curse of the Bambino, just brilliant radio, great call from Joe Castiglione. And a kind man. He has been one of the best dudes I've met in baseball. I mean, just simply as a fixture of the game. Right? I mean, like, there are titans of the sport, and I'm grateful that Uecker is this way with me, and Castiglione has been this way with me for years, and I've been lucky enough to work with Bob Costas over the years, and it's just like these titans of the sport don't act like it. Like, there's, oh yeah, you want to talk ball? Let's talk ball. You know, and that's what I love with Joe Castiglione. When the Brewers were in Boston earlier this year, Castiglione actually had that weekend off. He was getting honored with an honorary degree, but I actually saw him a couple of weeks ago when I was doing my TBS duties when we were doing a Phillies-Red Sox game, and I got a chance to say congratulations on the Ford C. Frick Award, and he had a speech last night. He's on stage with the Hall of Famers today because Joe Castiglione is a Hall of Famer. Fantastic, fantastic day for him. Another guy that I promise you, many of you maybe not know about, somebody that has impacted my life directly, is Jerry Fraley. Jerry Fraley is the Spink Award winner, which is given to the best baseball writer for the Hall of Fame. It's an annual tradition, just like the Fort C. Frick Award. Jerry Fraley passed away to cancer a couple of years ago. Jerry Fraley was a longtime Rangers beat writer. He's also covered the Phillies. He's covered the Braves. He's somebody that, if you've been familiar with the style, like the notebook style writing, you know, with, you know, you just jot a bunch of things down. I've written notebooks on WTMJ.com. I'm going to write more notebooks here in the second half. Just like, hey, what are your news, thoughts, observations? Maybe you don't need a full-fledged A1 story on this, but let's see what I observe, and that's what like spring training is for, just the minutia of a long season, little notebooks. Well, Jerry Fraley was one of the guys that sort of pioneered that method of writing for newspapers, and it really worked out, and obviously has spread like wildfire to everybody else. But the other thing about Jerry that made him such a great writer, and I got to know him in his days in Texas, and he was so kind to me, to my sisters, to my dad, and the thing about Jerry, he knew everybody. He treated it like you're supposed to, where if you don't know somebody, hi, I'm Jerry Fraley. Like, that's not necessarily the same mechanics anymore with some writers. I'm not saying this is the Brewers beat, but I'm saying overall this is an issue we're facing in journalism and quality writing, specifically on sports, not just baseball, where it's just anybody with a desk and a computer can write whatever they want on insert blog here, and it's not the same as manufacturing relationships and understanding trust and understanding what's on the record, what's off the record, talking about things that have nothing to do with baseball, talking about the deepest parts of baseball. Jerry Fraley was that guy that knew – the joke was Jerry Fraley knew players better than players knew themselves. He talked to everybody. And Jerry Fraley, we miss him dearly. I know his sons are going to be accepted the award last night for him. He passed in 2019. Fraley, I miss him dearly. I used to see him every spring training, and I remember when I got to do my first couple of games in spring training for the Rangers when I was a high-A broadcaster for the Rangers. One of the things that the Rangers used to do was have their minor league broadcasters call spring training games, and when Jerry found out that I was doing a couple of games back in 2017 and 2018, he lit up. He was called my dad, called me. It's just he wanted to write about it. It was awesome. So I miss Jerry dearly. You deserve this award, my friend. I know you're listening. I know you're watching your sons and your family take this award for you. You deserve it. He would not tell you that he deserved it. I know you can talk to any baseball writer. They would agree Jerry Fraley was the standard, and he long deserved this honor to go into Cooperstown. The BBWAA Career Excellence Award, certainly well-deserved. So we miss you, Jerry, and also congratulations to Joe Castiglione, because you're going to hear plenty, you're going to have plenty of stories about Helton and Beltre and Leland and Maurer, but I just wanted to give those two guys who have impacted my life directly their flowers and their due on this Hall of Fame weekend. With that being said, we're getting closer to a baseball game being played here. First pitch is scheduled for 12:50. We're going to kick it to the guys in the booth in about 12 minutes time or so here on WTMJ. Getting closer to baseball. Brewers and Twins, the finale of this quick little two-game set from Target Field, coming up on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Every great Midwest Bank branch has document imaging technology from James Imaging Systems. Michael Quizon is IT Systems Administrator. Michael, the bank has a slogan.
We are called Simply Local. We're a simply local bank.
And your business technology company, James Imaging Systems, has been a 100% locally owned and managed company right here in Wisconsin for over 40 years.
They're more like a partner to us.
In what way?
We call on them at any point. They're there. We ask them any questions that we have. They're there.
James Imaging Systems, document imaging technology and local service and support.
We can get our printers up and running right away if we have any issues. We can do our business without any downtime at all.
The benefit to Great Midwest Bank?
Efficient operations, time savings on my end. There's no other partner that we can bring on.
Start your partnership with James Imaging Systems today. Call 262-781-7700. James Imaging Systems, your local business technology partner.
Hey, boaters!
Inexperienced boaters are more than welcome here. Because at Kendor Marine, you'll find all the answers to your questions on parts, installation, troubleshooting. And the best part is, when we figure out what you need, we can grab it from our massive inventory of boat parts and supplies that no one around can match. I'm Dave Doro, and boaters in the know exactly where to go. Kendor Marine, 57th and Ryan Road in Franklin.
Hey, boaters! Cruise to Kendor Marine. We got everything you need but the water.
KendorMarine.com.
Hey, boaters!
Where else are you going to find weather stripping for a 77 Carver? That's what he said, and I don't know the answer to that one, but he sure was glad he found it here. I'm Dave Doro with Kendor Marine, and when it comes to boat parts and supplies, we have it all. If you're a boater and you need it, we got it. And that's why you got to get here. Boaters in the know exactly where to go. Kendor Marine, 57th and Ryan Road in Franklin.
Hey, boaters! Cruise to Kendor Marine. We got everything you need but the water.
KendorMarine.com.
All right, we got a few minutes left. Almost there. The sun is out. The tarp is off the field in Minnesota. Brewers and Twins in rain delay theater for another 10 minutes, just a little less than that now here on WTMJ. There will be baseball tonight. And a reminder, the game is on Roku today. If you're one of those folks that likes to sync up your television with us here on WTMJ, Roku is a free-to-stream and download channel. Look, I'm not going to get into the whole depth of why I think this is stupid that we keep getting new players into baseball broadcasting. But, hey, we're here for you every game. Don't worry. Here on WTMJ. So, reminder, you have to download, free trial, email, all that fun stuff. And if you have an Android TV or if you have a Roku smart TV, you might already have Roku downloaded on there. Otherwise, it's a free app to download. So, Roku, R-O-K-U, Roku. I don't come up with the names, okay? Don't yell at me. I was just thinking about this the other day. Of just like, if you're a Yankee fan, for instance, if you're a Yankee fan, how many channels do you have to watch every game of the Yankees, right? So you got YES, which is the primary provider. They've had a few games on Amazon Prime. That's part of their deal with Amazon and Prime Video. Obviously, ESPN blackouts, you know, where you're on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball a lot. They've had a couple Apple TV Plus games on Friday nights. Brewers just had another one added in the second half later this year against the Guardians. Then you've got this Roku channel. That's another fifth channel that you may need as well. So five channels to watch a single team. That's just the Yankees. Okay, well, and the Brewers, for instance, Bally, Apple TV, now Roku Today, and Fox. And I didn't even include Fox with the Yankees. So, I mean, like, let's figure this out, please. And then, oh, well, I'll just get MLB TV and watch all the games in one spot. Oh, sorry, you're blacked out. Can we fix this, please? Please. CBA, again, is up in 2 years. Media rights deal is at the end of 2028. Let's fix this. Come on. Rob, I know you're not listening, but come on. Let's fix this. With all that being said, let's talk a little bit about what the Brewers have upcoming here in the second half. We talked about the Cubs a little bit already. That's the next three games, last season series with the Cubs. And they come back home for the Marlins and for the Braves. The Braves are playing better baseball as of late. They're still very injured. Their bullpen hasn't been great. Their position players have been sort of underperforming to this point. Obviously, Acuna out for the year. Riley had a slow start. Olsen hasn't really got going. Murphy hasn't really got going. Harris has a hamstring strain. That's a chance for the Brewers to try to take two out of three. If they can have a winning homestand, at least a 4-2 record on that homestand, find a way to, you know, continue to gain ground. And if you look ahead, let's say the Brewers with 64 games to go. If they go 32-32, 500, that's an 88 win season. That would force the Cardinals And let's just say the Brewers win the season series two against the Cardinals. They only got to win one more game of the remaining six against the Cardinals to win the season series. So let's say they win the season series there, too, of those 32 wins the rest of the year. That would require the Cardinals to be at least 39 wins, so 7 wins better than the Brewers the rest of the year, which is not impossible. But going 500 the rest of the year for the Brewers is fine. I talked about this on yesterday's show. If you go 10-7 over these next 17 games, it may not sound like a remarkable record. You know, let's say you win again today and you're 2-0 to start the year, and you with those final 15 games, you can imagine going 8-7 over those next 15 games. That sounds like 500, but again, that is requiring the Cardinals to be exorbitantly better, to get white hot to catch you. The Brewers are able, because of this lead that they have built, to coast a little bit, to relax a little bit. I'm not saying you're completely hitting cruise control here, but they're in great shape because these next 17 games are opportunities. Now, the Twins are a playoff-caliber team. They're a tough opponent. Joe Ryan, really good today. The Cubs, you know how I feel about the Cubs. Marlins, not good. Tanking. They're going to be trading everybody. Braves, playoff-caliber team. How can you grade up against a team that has underperformed to this point in the season? Nationals, they've already took a series from you earlier this year. Can you try to find a way against them later? Then you go to Atlanta. Tough place to play over a weekend series in the Atlanta Heat down there in Georgia. Then you come back home for your longest homestand of the year. Reds, Dodgers, Guardians. That is going to be a tough series. Now, the Reds could look very different in mid-August after the trade deadline. Four games with the Dodgers, that could decide if you're going to be a serious contender for the second wild card, or excuse me, the second seed or not. And then the Guardians, who are in first place in the AL Central, haven't seen them here in Milwaukee in a few years. They're going to be some tough opponents here for the Crew. Then the Brewers finally see the Cardinals again on August 20th. So that's why this stretch, 17 plus or so games, is going to be very important for the Crew before the next time they see the Cardinals. If the Cardinals are still staring at a 5-game lead, a 6-game lead for the Brewers with about a month plus to go, and the Brewers, all they got to do is win one game to add an extra game on top of that lead. You see what I'm saying here, where it becomes bigger and bigger and the Cardinals will have to play Herculean baseball aside from being a wild card team. So the Brewers are in great shape. I think these next 17 to 25 games are really going to decide what the rest of the half will look like, because it's going to be over in the blink of an eye. 65 games in 73 days. And we've already got one notched off, so 64 games in 72 days. Only 8 off days in the second half. And then the wild card series, if the Brewers find themselves in it, would begin on October 1st. Otherwise, the NLDS would begin on the 5th, if they are the 2-seed. Brewers are in good shape. 5 games clear. Maybe they get some help from the Braves today and find a way to continue to build on this lead. Okay, we survived rain delay theater. The tarp is off. The pitchers are warming up. We will kick it back to Target Field coming up on the other side of this break. I will be with you after the game as well. Brewers extra innings to react to all of it of what happens today. Whew, I've been on the radio for quite a while today. Lane Grindle, Josh Maurer, they have the call on the other side of the break after this on 620 WTMJ.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't think twice. Call Geis.
Since 1955, Geis has been the trusted garage authority in Wisconsin. Hey, don't let a busted garage door get you down. Call my friends at Geis today. With brands like CHI and LiftMaster, they have doors for every budget. They'll even build custom designs to meet your exact needs. For swift and reliable garage repair solutions, go to geisdoors.com. You can also visit their amazing showroom in Brookfield featuring hundreds of doors and openers and their custom design room.
Don't think twice. Call Geis.
This is Richard Salinas, registered nurse with Rejuvenex Arthritis Clinics, and I want to talk about exactly what we do. When you come here, you're going to get two shots with two very small needles. One will be a medication called Toradol, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, completely different from a standard steroid or cortisone injection. This medication is safe and a great pain reliever. The other will be hyaluronic acid, which is a naturally occurring fluid found in all of our joints. What hyaluronic acid does is it helps recoat the inside surfaces to provide cushioning and lubrication. It helps slow down the osteoarthritis process.
Afternoon that has been rainy and a little bit dreary over the course of the morning here in Minneapolis, but the sun is starting to try to peek through. The rain has gone away, and we are ready to get game two of this little two-game series between the Brewers and the Twins. This border battle underway. Brewers winning a thriller last night, 8-4 in 12 innings. And they'll try to sweep this series before heading off to Chicago tonight to open up a three-game set tomorrow with the Chicago Cubs. Hello, everybody. Back with you from Target Field alongside Josh Maurer and our producer-engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle. Joe Ryan gets the ball here today for the Twins. It'll be Aaron Civale making his third start for the Milwaukee Brewers. And for the rest of today's starting lineups, here is my broadcast partner, Josh Maurer.
Thank you so much, Lane. We recap these for you. It's going to be the Brewers without Christian Yelich. Back a little bit bulky. We told you in the on-deck show, built by Menards, and Pat Murphy told the media they want to be cautious with him, so he gets a rare day off. Here's who's in there to face Ryan. It'll be Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot again, and he's playing second base. William Contreras had hits in each of his last two at-bats in extra innings last night. Great to see the designated hitter bat second. Willie Adames moves into Yelich's normal spot. He's batting third and playing short. And for the first time this season, Sal Frelick is in the cleanup spot. He'll play right field. Rhys Hoskins batting in the five position and playing first base. And then Joey Ortiz moves up to number six on the card. He's the third baseman. Garrett Mitchell, the bat seems to be coming to life for the center fielder. He's in the seventh spot. Jack Centurio had the first three-hit game of his career last night. What a night in that 12-inning win for Churio. He bats eighth and plays left. And in his sixth start as a Brewer, Eric Haas is the number nine batter and the catcher. Joe Ryan is their opponent. Ryan, who's had a very good third season in the Twins rotation. Although he limped into the All-Star break just a little bit, earned run average north of five over his last four outings. Meanwhile, this is the third start as a Brewer for Aaron Civale, and he deals with this lineup for Rocco Baldelli. All-Star Willie Castro again leading off. He plays shortstop for the Twins. And then it's the designated hitter Trevor Larnach batting second. The very talented Byron Buxton hitting third. He's in center field with Max Kepler, the right fielder, veteran in the cleanup spot. Carlos Santana, the former Brewer, had a big swing last night. He bats fifth today. He's the first baseman. Rookie Brooks Lee at third base is hitting sixth. Austin Martin, the left fielder, just off the injured list. Martin hitting seventh. Edward Julian at second base will bat eighth. And doing the catching is the veteran former Red Sox, Christian Vasquez, to round out the order against Civale. Aaron Civale pitching here for the second time in less than a month. Back on the 18th of June. Had a rough outing when he was still with the Tampa Bay Rays just about exactly a month ago. But he's looked very good in the first couple of outings with the Brewers since the trade brought him over from Tampa Bay. So it'll be Ryan and Civale and the Brewers getting ready to take on these Twins and try for the two-game sweep. Let's take a drive around the league. That's brought to you, as always, by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. The Brewers coming into this day with a five-game lead in the Central Division. That's over second place St. Louis, and they're playing a rubber match, the Cardinals are, against the Braves. Those two teams currently occupy the top two wild card spots in the National League. And after splitting a doubleheader yesterday, they are scoreless in the top of the second today in Georgia. Pitching matchup, Miles Michaelis and Spencer Schwellenbach. How about the Pirates, who have won six in a row, eight of their last nine? They try for the three-game sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies. And don't look now, Pittsburgh is only a half a game out of a wild card spot in the National League after that great stretch they've been on. Pirates and Phillies underway, and that game scoreless heading into the second inning. Marco Gonzalez, who's been injured a lot of the year, is the starter for Pittsburgh. Cincinnati Reds trying to avoid being swept in Washington coming out of the All-Star break. Boy, they've been enigmatic this season for David Bell. Hot and cold. A good week followed by a poor one. They've got Andrew Abbott on the mound against one of the Nationals' best, Jake Irvin. Again, Washington trying for the sweep. That game scoreless, top half of the second inning. And we'll be headed to Chicago following this one for the final series of the season against Craig Counsell's Cubs. Chicago trying to avoid being swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks, a game that's going to get underway in about a half an hour on the north side. Chicago's dropped the first two games of that series. They haven't gotten a lot of offense in them, but they've got Shota Imanaga on the hill this afternoon, the left-handed all-star. He'll be opposed by a postseason hero for Arizona, Brandon Fott. Diamondbacks playing very, very well of late. So we get ready for the Twins to take to the field after this rain-delayed start. It's going to end up being an over 45-minute weather delay. It rained throughout the morning here in Minneapolis. So they got the tarp rolled up right before the initial scheduled first pitch, which was 45 minutes before right now. And the umpires are at home plate. The lineup cards have been exchanged. Just waiting for Joe Ryan to lead Minnesota out onto the field here. The Brewers have swept four series this season. Two of them on the road, two of them at home. Swept the Mets and the Cardinals very early on away from American Family Field. In the last couple of sweeps that they've had on their home field against the White Sox and the Rangers. So this would be number five if they can get the two-game sweep here this weekend. What a game last night, a 12-inning thriller. It was the longest game by both innings and time for the Brewers this season. It took 3 hours and 44 minutes. And that five-run top of the 12th ended up being the difference in an 8-4 Brewers win. So now they try for this sweep, and Joe Ryan is out on the diamond. We are just about ready for some baseball. The Brewers with Terang, Contreras, and Adamas due up here in the top of the first. It's time to turn things over to my broadcast partner. Here is Lane Grindle for your play-by-play.
All right. Thank you, Josh. You are on the front of the minds of all of these Twin fans today, walking around the concourses. All of them say, I'm so excited to see Maurer today. And I don't know what you did, but man, they love you here in Minnesota. And apparently you're giving a speech later today, according to so many fans. I didn't know about it, but I hope you have your speech. Oh, Joe Maurer is being inducted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. That joke has never been told on our broadcast. Josh Maurer, Joe Maurer.
Well played.
Yeah. First time for everything. Hey, a reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. And it's time for our quick trip around the bases presented by Haribo. And today's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Jeremiah Hoffman from Fond du Lac. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Jeremiah will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Haribo, and Quick Trip to enter. See stores for details. A little bit of a delay here today, but we are expecting pretty good weather over the course of the afternoon. It should warm up a little bit as this day goes along, and hoping for some sunshine. It is very overcast right now, but you can feel a little bit of presence of the sun behind those clouds trying to peek through. And the most important thing is, it is dry. Makes you very thankful for the roof every time you sit through one of these delays, and I'm sure it is even that much more painful for Twins fans knowing they used to have a roof, but they have a beautiful ballpark here at Target Field for sure. So Joe Ryan is done with his warm-up tosses, and we are ready to get this one underway as Bryce Terang is introduced and strolls to the plate. Brewers wearing their navy road tops today and their gray pants. Twins in there all white with the red Twins script across the chest. Joe Ryan, as Josh has told you a couple of times throughout our pregame show, limped into the All-Star break from a production standpoint. He's had a good season overall, and the first pitch is in there for a strike to Terang, and it's 0-1. 12:54, our first pitch. So 49-minute delay. And a ground ball shot foul up the first baseline. And it's nothing and two on Terang. 79 degrees with a little bit of a breeze here today. Nothing major. The flag's barely moving. Just a nice, comfortable breeze through the ballpark. 0-2 pitch missed just a little bit low with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. You can get Carbless right here at Target Field. Made note of that walking into the ballpark today. 1-2 to Terang is swung on and fouled back into the net. It stays at 1-2. Of course, Carbless premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. One ball and two strikes on Bryce Terang, and the pitch. Missed inside, a little bit low as well. And the count evens at 2-2. Bryce hitting 275 on the year with six home runs and 41 driven in. Ryan out of the windup, the 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air, shallow right. Long run in for Kepler, and he will call off the second baseman, Julian, and make the catch in shallow right for the first out. One away for William Contreras, who went 2-for-6 last night with an RBI. Both of his hits came in extra innings. Contreras hitting 287 on the year, 11 home runs. He's now driven in 56 on the season. Ryan brings home the first pitch to William, and it's a ground ball right back up the middle towards second base. Edward Julian there to field it, sling it over to first. And a quick out of William Contreras for out number two, and that'll get Willy Adames to the plate, who hits in the three spot today with no Christian Yelich in the lineup. Adames in the midst of a nice stretch, 2-for-4 last night. He really had a great homestand going into the All-Star break for the Brewers shortstop, hitting 249 on the year, 15 home runs and 67 driven in. Pitch missed outside. Oh, caught the outside corner. And it's 0-1. You won't find a shortstop that has driven in more runs than Willy Adames. He has been a run producer for the Brewers this year. Rolls this one foul over near the Brewers dugout, and it's quickly 0-2 on Adames. And at least early on, it looks like Joe Ryan, a strike thrower today. He does not walk many, so you have to come to the plate ready to hit, because he's going to work in the zone a lot. Here comes the 0-2 to Adames, and he lifts it high in the air down the right field line, twisting out of play, foul, stays at 0-2. Twins defensively behind Ryan, Martin in left, Buxton in center, Kepler's in right. The rookie Brooks Lee at third, Castro the shortstop, Julian at second, Santana at first, and Christian Vasquez does the catching of Joe Ryan here this afternoon. 0-2 pitch, a little high. And it's 1-2. Sal Frelick in the on-deck circle if Adames can reach. 1-2 pitch. Down and away with a splitter that time, and it's 2-2. Another great crowd today as well. Big day for Twins fans with Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame. 2-2. This is popped up. Foul out of play first base side. And Adamas putting together a good at-bat so far. Fouling some pitches off, hanging in there. Thirteen pitches in the inning so far from Ryan. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased a breaking ball down and away. And Adamas strikes out and the inning is over. Brewers go down in order. In the top of the first, we go to the bottom half. It's the Brewers nothing and the Twins coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid.